Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Episode number 62.
Elon Musk to Mars.
What do you think, Dale?
We didn't go live from Revolver. We're actually in
Revolver
today.
Oh, we're live from Revolver, not archived by Revolver Coffee.
Yeah.
At Revolver underscore coffee on Twitter, at Revolver with no underscore coffee on Instagram.
Get your caffeine here.
So Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He's going to use bigger than Saturn V rockets, 1 million people at every closest juncture, Earth-Mars juncture. He's going to launch, folks.
What is it, $200,000 a ticket was what I read.
That's the price? There's a price.
He's got
a spreadsheet. We have a spreadsheet, and we're not afraid to use it.
Oh, maybe that was to the moon. Or maybe I'm getting confused. But I did see the figure $200,000 bantied around, which seemed to be...
Low,
yeah.
And you ain't coming back, right? There's no comeback. There's no traveling back. There's no provision for return.
On the original, the first missions, yeah. It's like, it's a one-way trip, baby.
Ground control to Major Tom. So what do you think? Are you up? If you had $200,000, would you do it? Dale.
I would not do a one-way trip. I'm not prepared
Why not?
To live on Mars.
I Why
would
not?
Go to the moon. I don't think I'd go to
Let's
Mars.
Let's say you were 75 years old. You were in awesome physical shape. You were bored, and you had $200,000. Would you do it? I would. I think I would.
Maybe.
I think maybe 80
maybe.
Years old.
Maybe.
80 years old, and then I'd die on Mars. It'd be awesome.
Give your chemicals to the
biosphere. So 28 years from now, you can ask me. Maybe it'll be cheaper than $200,000.
Maybe it'll be cheaper than a funeral, yeah. Getting a funeral space.
Oh, yeah.
I hear cemeteries are getting more expensive now.
So this is tried and true technology, right? It's just liquid rockets. There's no nuclear fusion breakthrough here. All the things that we've talked about and that you and I have read about in science fiction novels, like electric motors, electric rockets, nuclear
ion
rockets,
drives,
ion drives. None of that. Just pure, straight ahead. Saturn V technology with the latest software.
That was my understanding.
And the latest
yeah.
materials, of
but
course.
That's what's most fascinating to me, actually, is I got a shiver down my spine because this is just like the novels I read as a boy. Like novels written in the 50s that I read as a boy in the 70s.
Amazing about, science fiction.
About the future.
All written like by women.
All of these private guys were going to like fund space travel, and it was just all really fantastical back then. And then along comes Elon Musk, and to a lesser extent, the dude from Amazon, right?
With come on, you're 75 or 80, you wouldn't consider this.
Oh, I would consider it at 75.
And you had the money.
80. I don't know that I would do it, but I would consider it.
Oh,
I wouldn't
man.
Consider it now.
I would do it.
I don't think I'm not ready for a one way trip to.
Maybe by then it won't be a one way trip, and who cares? You're gonna die anyways.
Well, I mean, yes, at 75, it would be the last adventure.
Just think of the things you'd learn about.
I'm sure you'd learn about
astrometrics or whatever they say on Star Trek.
White fat dude coming to
Stop
Mars
talking about
to,
me.
To die.
Oh, wait a second. I'm not white. But maybe I'll be.
You're not the.
I will be feeble though.
You do not have the adipose tissue. That
astrometrics like on Star Trek. We learned about burns like on the Martian. We learned about. How to put on a spacesuit.
Yeah,
I mean, that alone is like...
How to science
learning
the
how to
shit out
how
of
to
a problem.
Pee in, how to pee in a spaceship suit. How to... I don't know. Like, maybe they'd make us learn... You know, take a drill. You know, it'd be like taking a plane. Like, if something goes wrong, you put your spacesuit on, and here's what happens.
There you go.
And it's, what, a three-month trip?
Yeah.
With his technology?
I think they were talking about trying to make that shorter, but yeah. I think
so. It's very much like the Martian science.
Wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I think Elon Musk is crazy libertarian, but I think this is a great venture.
We have lost the dream. I mean, that was the one thing, like the space program.
No, I haven't lost the dream. I believe in you, Dale.
But the
I believe in Chris.
Society has.
I believe in Revolver Coffee.
We don't have those big challenges. I'm not sure that Elon Musk will actually change that, but it's like the space mission that was like. So unifying. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk, except for being a crazy libertarian,
and
is
it wasn't
not
a freaking sporting event.
Not a sexist, whatever. He. So, I mean, I don't know. Henry Ford was a racist or whatever, anti-Semite or whatever, and he did great things.
That is a different show. We can talk about flaws and changing
flaws
societal
and Elon
attitudes.
Musk. Flaws and Roland Tunglau. Flaws and Dale McGlattery.
Wagner, right?
Flogner.
A whole bunch of other artists who maybe even for their time were contemporary, but in today's light, like, are not nice people. But they did some interesting stuff. Like, how do you value that?
Well, I like to think of it as science, right? Like, or the...
life is complicated. I think we have to deal with that.
The scientific consensus evolves. That is what you believe, and you must always question it. So it's the same thing with society. So those guys can get away with their anti-Semitism back then and their sins back then because it was of this time. However, it definitely doesn't pass the time now, and we've moved on. You can't go back to those days, no matter what.
Thank
T-Star,
God, yeah.
UMP supporters, and yeah. other people may think. Anyways, I would do it. I think I would do it. 80 years old, $200,000. I would run. I would take up running. I hate running. I'd take up running if I could go to Mars. I would settle for the moon, though.
You might be...
$100,000 for the moon?
You might
with
be
a return trip?
I would go to the moon. I would definitely go to the moon.
I mean, that's the thing, right? So he could subsidize his Mars things with moon shots.
Yes, he could.
I thought that was one of his plans, no? That hasn't been revealed.
I do not know.
One of the plans I thought was this, like, crazy electric lithium, whatever, ion drive from the moon. So you establish a moon base with the conventional rockets, and from the moon, you go to Mars.
Well, I mean, to be viable, you have to do that, right? Because most of your energy is getting out of the gravity
yeah.
well. So
yeah. Still yeah. here.
You... Once you get people up. Now, all we need is someone to start working on the space elevator, right?
Once you have the dream, and once you have the constraints of the Saturn V plus technology that Elon's, I think people are going to start, him and competitors, and maybe him himself. Maybe he's got, you know, several plan A, plan B, plan Cs, and he's just announced plan A.
And
that's what I'm hoping, because it seems like way too 1960s, amazing science fiction all over again, you know, like you said.
Yeah, we also want this Hyperloop. I want that to happen.
Well, I think in some way, shape, or form, we will escape the penalty of Earth orbit. We have to, because that's the only way we can get to Mars and other places, as human beings.
Well,
we have to mitigate that gravity penalty.
In this way, I trust in greed. There's so much raw resources out there to be exploited without all of the environmental...
Even on the moon? Asteroids you're talking about.
Not so much the moon. I'm talking asteroids.
Yeah.
Like, once you're talking about getting to Mars, all of those sci-fi stories about the asteroid mining, you can...
Like that classic space opera that was on Science Fiction Channel or sci-fi or whatever.
The Expanse?
Yeah, The Expanse.
Yeah.
This is basically the start of The Expanse, folks.
But the thing that wasn't in my sci-fi novels from the 50s was, like, just how quickly we go to mush in gravity or lack of gravity, right? So all of this thing about living in space.
We didn't know that.
Like, if you don't have an artificial gravity, you're basically...
We learned that through the shuttle. We learned that through the International Space Station.
We
learned that from the cosmonauts. Let's give our respect where respect is due to the Russian space program.
Yep. Yeah, it's scary how fast you can't deal with gravity once you've been up.
So... Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson, Anthony Hughes, and our two other listeners. Say you had $200,000. And...
Well, I say...
Would you go to Mars?
Let's ask Anthony Hughes right now. Yes or
would
no?
Would you go to
Anthony?
Mars, Anthony?
No.
Always the contrarian. Why not? You got 20 seconds.
I don't want to.
Always the explorer. All right. Well, I'm in the explorer camp. Maybe Anthony will change his mind when he's over 40.
Could be.
What's wrong with the planet we have?
Absolutely nothing. Signing off from Revolver by Revolver Coffee.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Ciao, cheers.